Blog Talk Radio.
I'm feeling like so free. A new dimension of living. Can't let nobody take that from me. Since you came and raised me with new abilities, renewed my mind, released me from the bondage of unbelief and insecurity. And now my life, it brings new opportunity. And I'm taking out the time to reflect on these wonderful things. You didn't have to care for me and bring to my attention all of the possibilities. A living free in you could bring. Now I have hope and peace. No longer giving you a piece of me. I wanna reach for maturity. So I submitted myself to the King, and I'll be reigning with you for all eternity. No more back in the days when I was younger, not a kid anymore. Put away all the toys and games, and now I'm living true life. This is paradise, and there's nothing that can make me change my mind. You got me so high, it's like I'm on cloud nine. I'm loving this life in you. Gotta run this race, I'm turning away, said I'm here to stay. Yeah. Now you appreciate all the time you take out to show me you really do care. Because you bled for me and gave me relief. It's time to receive everything that life can bring. No, you didn't have to care for me. Can't bring to my attention all of the possibility of living free in you can bring. Now I have hope and peace. No longer giving you a piece of me. I wanna reach for maturity. So I submitted myself to the King, and I'll be reigning with you for all eternity.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome on tonight. We have an awesome, awesome show lined up for you, the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. This is Prophetess Nadia Plunkett, your Life Solutions Coach, standing in for Prophet Faith Walker, part of the EMG team. And it's such an awesome pleasure to be here on tonight to stand in and host and present our guest on tonight. We have none other than the 2014 Female Gospel Rapper of the Year nominee, BZ, joining us on tonight. So you are in for an awesome treat. Go ahead and tell your friends, tell your neighbors to tune in. If you want to call in by phone and have any questions, comments for our special guest on tonight, go ahead and dial in at 347-945-5416. If you want to tune in on your laptops, go ahead, blogtalkradio.com/NathanOnTheSpot. We're right here. BZ, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Awesome, awesome. It's such a pleasure to have you as our special guest on tonight, and I know that you're going to be bringing some awesome words of wisdom and just insight into what it is that you do and how you are laying the foundation, how you're putting out your talents and your gifts to uplift the kingdom of God. So we're just going to go ahead and get this interview going because I'm excited to hear the music. I'm excited to hear from you.
Okay.
So we're just going to go ahead and open up with a word of prayer.
Okay.
Father, we thank you for the opportunity to glorify your name. Oh, Heavenly Father, to ask that you sanctify these lines as it be used for a medium to uplift your kingdom. Father God, I pray that those that will tune in on tonight, that they will be blessed, that they will be edified, that they will be encouraged by what they hear. Let your Holy Spirit inspire someone to use the gifts that they were given to glorify your name. And I bless the kingdom of God, Lord. I thank you for your vessel, BZ, that you chose to use in such a dynamic and awesome and unique way to spread your word. I'm reminded in your word that you said that greater work shall we do in your name. So I ask that you bless the anointing and talents of your people, that they will put them into use to reach the lost, encourage the believers, and to build your kingdom up in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen,
amen.
Amen. So, again, BZ, I'm so excited. I had an opportunity to listen to some of your music, and I'm telling you, I'm getting the feel, you know, I'm seeing a lot more gospel rappers come up, and I'm tuning in. I didn't really listen to a lot of rap, you know, even in the secular, but I'm kind of getting a feel for this now, this new sound that I'm hearing. So I'm excited.
All right.
I'm excited.
Okay. That's basically what we're trying to do, bring something new to the minds that's not used to it or have blocked it out of their mind, trying to open it back up in a positive way.
Cool. That is so, so awesome. And how do you see that we're going to go ahead and get into some of your songs, but how do you see that this new sound, how is it being received in the body? How is it coming across?
It's being received slowly, but it is being received. I didn't lie. I was against it because I didn't know nothing of it. You know, when I was in the secular world doing the hip-hop music, I didn't know nothing about holy hip-hop, Christian rap, gospel rap. I didn't know nothing about that particular genre. So to cross over and to accept Christ as my Lord and Savior and to see that it's a whole other side of music, a side that I can truly, truly relate to, it was new to me. So I can't really hate no one or look at them a certain way as they take this new sound and take this new trip down music. I can't really fault them for how they reject it or the way they take it, and slowly I can't really blame them because I didn't know about it. It's
right.
Too. So basically I'm kind of like working with you. I'm going to take my time with you and let you ease into it on your own time and in your own way.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, like I said, I'm even myself. I'm kind of, you know, I have the younger generation coming up, and they listen to a lot of it. And I find that it's an awesome way to reach that demographic and to reach those younger people with the sound that they're familiar with, but definitely with the message that they need to hear. So we're going to go ahead and go into one of your songs. And we have a track here, You Christ. Tell me a little bit about You Christ.
You Christ is that song that I needed to tell God what he did for me, tell Christ basically who he turned me into and who I'm becoming as not only as a young woman but also as an artist. And at the same time, with my walk in Christ, I wanted to show him and tell him what it was he was doing. And it might be others that's out there feel the same way. I'm a praiser. I mean, like a stupid, ridiculous type praiser when I'm in church. I mean, screaming to the top, praising, worshiping.
Yes.
I mean, sweating. And it's something that I made fun of for a very long time. So I just want to give him what's due and tell
Amen.
Him what
Amen.
It was, that what meant to me, what he did and put in me, what he did to my spirit man, and give him what's rightfully his hands because he did it.
That's right.
And you
that's
Christ
right.
is basically giving him, that's yours. You did this. Like your child is who I am today because of you. So
awesome.
You Christ came
awesome. About. My God. So that's your hands up to God, just saying, God, this is it. This is all of me. This one is for you. Amen. Well, let's go ahead and run You Christ by DZ.
Yeah. razor. I mean a stronghold breaker. All glory and honor to my savior. Not a soul I know that's greater.
Yes, yes, it is all about you, Christ. You are listening here on the Kingdom Gospel Show. This is Nadia Plunkett, and I'm here with your 2014 Female Gospel Rapper of the Year nominee, BZ. And her album says, I Spit the Gospel. That was awesome. That was awesome. Yes. That was awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was awesome. I'm sitting here kind of, you know, jamming, and I'm, you know, it has a real funky beat to it, and I'm kind of drawn to that kind of sound. But the message is definitely, it's all about Christ. So, BZ, tell me, so what separates you from the rest of the gospel rappers?
What separates me is my creativity. I'm unique. I'm different. When I do music, I don't write. Everything comes from my head. I don't write none of my music. Anything that you hear BZ on, I do not write it. Only time it get written is when it's time to be copyrighted. So that gives me an advantage within the music world, because when I get in the studio, I'm done in a matter of minutes.
Amen.
So it don't take me long, and then it don't take me long to create a song. If I hear a beat, if I can relate to it, if it awakes and kind of make my spirit, man, jump, that song is going to be done in less than 10 minutes.
Wow.
So it don't take me that long. I'm not going to play around in the studio. I'm not going to joke. I'm there. I'm in. I'm out.
That's you just mean business. It's all about the business when it comes to, you know, using your gift for God. That is awesome. That is awesome. And sometimes we gotta, you know, when the Spirit of the Lord is on you and He's activating those gifts and those talents, it just flows, and it's easy to just let it flow. You don't just if you just let it ride, it's gonna ride. That is awesome. That is awesome. Now tell me, in your bio, and even as you were talking about for you, Christ, and how you know there was a time that you looked at things differently than you do now. What was that pinnacle moment, that pivotal moment that caused you to cross over from the secular and come over into gospel and to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and begin to use those gifts and talents that He gave you for the kingdom? What was that for you? What would that look like?
I believe it was a critical moment. I believe I was coming into an area and a place in my life and within my music that it was about to be life or death. Doing music, hip-hop music, from New Orleans, Louisiana for almost 10 years, got my jump, really started really popping off in 2006. We got caught for Katrina. We got Gustav. When it hit in 2008, that's when we transferred and came to Atlanta. And still going to church more often, getting in the Word more often, and I asked my moms one day, could I serve God at the same time do secular music? Is it like I'm on the fence, like I have one foot in and one foot out, like
right,
serving
right.
two masters? And she was like, God gonna come get you wherever you are. When He ready for you, He gonna come get you.
Right.
And I believe that I opened the door and I asked a question that only He can answer.
Mm-hmm.
So in 2010, I was in church one particular Sunday, and He hit me. And, I mean, literally, when He hit me, He took me to a place I had never been to. I never even imagined going, and probably if you asked me to go, I probably would have told you no.
Wow.
So that particular Sunday, I gave it all to Him, because I felt
awesome.
Like it was constantly on me, and I was battling with it, trying to do secular music. I had just released a demo for my album. I was ready to start hitting the clubs and really making my mark in Atlanta, because I already made my mark in New Orleans and all the surrounding cities in Louisiana. So to be in a new city, in a new state, that I needed to build my brand back up and get that fan base where
right,
I needed
right.
them. And he took all that. I mean, in a matter of months, I recorded my song. I recorded my demo in March of 2010, and I crossed over and gave my life to Christ May 30th of 2010. And I surrendered and gave it everything to him in, I think, July.
It was a quick
so it was
work.
Like a back-to-back type thing. He
awesome,
was just
awesome.
He was riding me until I said, yes, yes, Lord, I surrender. I give it all to you. Take me where you need me to go. Whatever it is you want me to do, whatever it is you want me to say it. I'll do it. I'll go. You send
wow.
me, I'll go. And it took me almost 3 years to even get to this point, to even release an album and do my own music. I felt like he was beating me down, breaking me down to rebuild me back up because I was a whole totally different artist doing hip-hop music.
And
was,
see, and you just said
cocky.
Something, really? I'm
yes,
sorry.
I was very cocky, big-headed. I didn't care about nothing. The only thing I want to do is be the best and win. Now
right,
I'm humble.
Right.
Only thing I want to do is save a soul and help who I can help along the way.
Amen. Amen. Now, you said
yes.
something really, really key, that he broke you down to build you back up. And how what can you say to those artists that are or that were or are standing in that same position that you were in back in 2010 where you were battling, you know, using your gifts in the secular and you know, music apparently is a part of your life and it's something that
yes.
you do great and it's something that you do awesome and you've been gifted for it. But then what would you have to say to somebody who is in or is battling that where they're using their gifts in the secular, but they feel that tug, they feel that drawing that they need to cross over and use that for the kingdom, to build up the kingdom. What would you say to somebody who is standing at that crossroads?
I would tell them definitely, if you ask that question, should I be this or should I be that or should I do this or should I do that or I have time. I can do this for so long and I have time to give my life to Christ. I have time to serve him. I just want to make money. I just want to be this or that. If you ask those questions, it will get answered. However it gets answered, you may not like it, but it will get answered. Be careful with on that road. I mean, that particular road to go left or right, be careful what you ask for because you just might get it.
Mm.
And it might not be what you want. So if you're going to ask that question and you're going to battle that particular battle, you got to be looking forward to either win or lose.
Be prepared.
Because God's going to get with him no matter what. At the end of the day, he's going to get in. His purpose will be fulfilled.
That's it.
You got to listen. At the same time, you got to listen to your own mind. You got to listen to your own heart. But he's going to be talking. So if you're willing to listen to him, you'll figure out what it is he needs you to do, and you'll know exactly what you need to do. But if you listening to your heart, listening to your mind, or listening to other people at the same
right.
time God talking, that decision will be made wrong. I can tell you that from personal experience. Do not listen to outsiders. If you're going to listen to someone, listen to the voice that's in your ear, that's in your spirit.
Right.
He will not lead you wrong.
Wow. That's really, really good. That's definitely a sound word, you know, just encouraging the people not to listen to, you know, the word says lean not on your own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path. So it's important
yes.
that, you know, what you're saying is that it's really important to not listen to everybody else around, but make sure that you're listening to the one who's going to guide you down the right path.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, you got the people out here that want to talk about the church folks that talk about the church and be like, oh, they're not good for you, they on there in for the money, and God is going to wait, and God is this and God is that, but you got to realize tomorrow is not promised.
Right.
Time is not promised. The only person on time is God. And
that's
even
it.
If you're not a church-going person, because I'm not a church-going person, but I represent Christ, and I walk with the Christ. That's
right.
who I follow.
Right.
I'm not that church-going girl. I'm not going to say I'm a Christian or I'm religious or any of those things, but I know I'm a believer.
Amen.
Of the Most High, of God. And I believe who he sent to save me and to die for my sins and came back for me. I know that for a fact. And I'm still learning the word and still learning who he is.
Right.
But at the same time, they're going to have those people out there telling you those negative things to take you a whole nother direction from God.
Right.
Because that's their job. So if you're going to listen to them.
Got
to
be careful.
Listen to them all the way to the end, or you're going to listen to God all the way to the end. You can't do both.
Can't do both. I hear you on that one. I hear you on that one. I see we got a track, Look Up. Tell me a little bit about Look Up.
Look Up, that's a powerful song. Look Up is that bass led song. The young man, I know a young man back in the music world that I knew for a very long time, battled with the streets and drugs and using of drugs and everything else that basically under the sun. And every time I try to talk to him about God and going to church, he always shut me down. And he have a tattoo that say, what is the name of it? I can't think of the tattoo, but there's a particular tattoo that don't make no sense to me. But the lifestyle he lived, and I know so many of them when I was doing the secular music, I wanted to really touch in that area and lift up some young men out there and give them a way where they can understand it's a God.
Right.
Whatever you've gone through, whatever you've been through, he'll listen, he'll get you where you need to go. And just like the young women that I knew, growing up and know their stories, I tried to do both of them. I tried to talk on different levels, not for having a father in the home. I know exactly how that feels because my father wasn't here. But you can't always blame that. You can't always use, I didn't grow up with a father. That's the reason why I did this, and that's the reason why
I'm
kids.
Right.
That's the reason why I'm married. That's the reason why I'm divorced and all that because I'm 28 years old and I'm still a virgin.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't have a daddy. I had a single mother. Raised three children.
Amen.
So if I could stand and say, I didn't know it was with God, but at the same time, I knew right from wrong.
That's it.
I had a choice to make. So I can't say God did it because I didn't know who God was when I was in school being tempted to have sex because everybody around me was having sex. So Look Up is basically telling you when you get to that dark place and you can't find that friend and you're ready to throw the towel and you're ready to give up, just look up.
Look up. Awesome. Well, friends, you are listening to the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. Call in and listen. Share the number, 347-945-5416. Tune in on your laptop, on your iPad, on your phone, blogtalkradio.com/NathanOnTheSpot. We are right here with our special guest, BZ. We're getting ready to listen to Look Up.
People designer got you living for man life. Might be on play, but your mind on repeat. Thoughts after thoughts again. Deep it's like a key, and your body was the lock. You never know what's through it though until you knock. Cause liberty got a plan. New life you can receive. The hardest thing to do is stand. Have faith and believe. Grace and mercy, peace and joy. So much is gonna exist. When two and three touching the three, he's in the mix. But if your heart had ears and your mind had a voice, then you'd be old man, shook your body, be a rose. But I know someone who can drive. Look up and you will find chapter 3, verse 16. I'm talking about the book of John. His only son died. The hand was the sinner. When you come to you, woman, they always remember. When you can't find a single friend, you better not down again. A voice crashed from within. Look up, you're thinking about commitment, sing your Bible, throw the towel in, a voice crash from within. Look up, I know first about that word, they like to call blog, that's a looker, that's for search, of a falterly heart, young woman with a hole, so deep inside a heart, every single last relationship, damaged from the start, they will miss all they will have, but nothing given in return, now you feel like a shadow, cause you gotta let it burn, don't know which way to turn. Amazing grace, body, no mind, wandering back to that dark place. I was once in that race, but I chose to stop running. No matter what you do or take, the pain keep coming. Different drugs, but still a drug. Hard not to get addicted. I'm not here to try to judge. Not in my job description. I know someone who can help. Look up. you lost doesn't mean you can't be found. Thoughts haven't made a sign, I guess it has gave up too. I know something you don't know, heaven gave up on you. So don't let go, keep holding on. You need to know what don't keep you making strong. So don't let go, keep holding on. You need to know what don't keep you making strong. When you can't find a single friend, you may not down again. My voice crashed from within. Look up, look up. You're thinking about commitment, sing your Bible, throw the towel in. A voice crashed from within. Look up, look up. When you can't find a single friend, you may not down again. My voice crashed from within.
Up, look up. That is awesome. That is definitely a word of encouragement, because we need to be able to just look up and look to the hills from whence cometh our help, because our help comes from the Lord. Now, as I was listening to that song, BZ, it kind of made me, you know, think about, you know, the transition that a lot of artists who don't necessarily start out on the gospel side or start out on the, you know, the kingdom side, but the, you know, they start out in the secular arena, and then they cross over, and then when things kind of get hard, and they, you know, they still kind of battling with, you know, what side do they need, you know, where do they really fit in, you know, because sometimes, you know, especially in the genre of holy hop and rapping, and because, as we touched on earlier, you know, the church, the body is, you know, it's something new, you know, it's a different sound, you know, and so it may not be received as widely or is coming to that point, but, you know, those rappers who are I like to say, those unconventional gospel artists. What do you say to those unconventional artists that are struggling and, you know, they kind of straddling the fence? They know where they feel the pull, but then they're not getting the kind of reception that they were hoping for in the body. What do you say to them?
It's a journey. It's a hard ride. I'm saying if it's willing to have, it's willing to be worked for. You know, nothing's going to just be easy and just be handed to you. You got to work for it, and you got to work hard for it. I mean, extremely hard for it, the whole hip-hop genre, because, yeah, the church folks, you go to the churches, I mean, very traditional churches that's big on the organ, that have the big old choir. No, it's not.
Right.
They're not going to embrace the holy hip hop like you want them to. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be hard, but it's doable. I believe
right.
it's doable.
Right.
But you gotta be willing to put that time in, and you gotta be willing to have that faith. And I believe if you're gonna do it, I mean, give it all. When I did the holy hip hop, I give everything. When God came and got me, I gave it all to him, like the whole total package. I didn't hold nothing back. I can't hold nothing back, because anything I do, I want to give my all. I did it in the music industry when I was in hip-hop. I gave everything. I mean, I left everything on the track. I left everything when I performed. Anything I did, I left it on the stage, or I left it on the beat. So I feel like if I come over and not give him what I gave the world, I'd be shutting, not even him, is like a smack in his face.
Right. I feel you on that.
So if you gonna truly give your life to Christ, truly give your life to Christ, no matter how the walk is, because he didn't say it's going to be easy.
That's it.
It wasn't easy for him. So why would you expect anything different?
That's a word right there. That's a word. So you just got to have some push and some perseverance and break it open.
You gotta have that head held high. You gotta have that chest poked out, and you gotta get it. However you gotta get it, you gotta get it. You gotta get in these people's face and praise God and worship hard. You gotta walk across the pews. Do it. You gotta jump down off the stage and show them that Christ is here. Do it.
Right.
Like, give it to them, and I guarantee they'll give you that response that you longing for. They'll give you what you want.
And I think even as you were just talking, is, you know, there, if they see, you know, that there's a different way, and what I try to, especially myself, is try to help people to understand is that everybody worships in a different way. God gave everybody, you know, different gifts for them to be used in different ways. And so we have got to come to a place where we become, you know, receptive, you know, definitely, you know, trying the Spirit, by the Spirit, to make sure it is of God and that, you know, it's not some erroneous thing going on. But we've got to open up ourselves to understand that, you know, God is the giver of gifts. And you know, who's to say how, you know, a person operates in their gift. And your gift may reach a particular group of people that my gift can't even, you know, they won't even entertain. And so we have to be so open to that. How can the body of Christ become, you know, what do we need to do to become more, I don't know if accepting is the right word, but just more open to understanding that there's a myriad of gifts, and each one of us has a gift and a talent that is created by the Creator to reach a certain a certain type of person. How do we become accepting?
I believe we all, as a body of Christ, need to come together as one body, because we all are preaching and spreading the gospel. No matter if I spit the gospel, no matter if you sing the gospel, no matter if you preach or teach the gospel or dance the gospel.
Right.
At the end of the day, it's the gospel. And like I was telling this young guy not too long ago, I watched Celebration of Gospel, and it's a new genre. It's a Christian rap genre, but on this particular show, you didn't see not one rapper and not one youth, not far as a little, like, yeah, little kids there with their parents, but I'm seeing young adults, teenagers in that crowd.
Right.
And you wonder why our children is 106 in Park. You wonder why we listening to what we listening to and doing what we doing. Because when we look at different things dealing with Christ, we're not involved.
Right.
And that's the thing. If we're going to accept a different types of gospel, we got to be open to it all and not just have it on different shows or have it in different churches. Some churches, open arms. I mean, welcome you with open arms. And then some churches look down their nose like, oh, no, not really. But we'll keep you in mind.
A youth
department. You have a youth choir. You have youth conferences, but you're not bringing in youth-type performances.
To meet them where they are.
True. You don't want to bring in the type of music they're listening to, but you have them there. And you wonder why they have headphones on, or they sleep in the back of the church.
Right.
Or they outside walking around.
It's not grabbing.
A lot of word going on, they text them.
Right.
They have nothing to pull them in.
Right. You are absolutely 100% right. And it's a sad story when we try to push down the way we take, you know, the medicine that we take. You know, they have adult medicine and then they have children medicine. And it's a lot easier to get the children to take the bubblegum medicine than it is to get them to take, you know, the taste bad medicine. So we've got to get to a point, I believe, that, you know, if we say that we want to serve our children and we want to build them up and we want to, you know, teach them in the way that they should go, then we got to counteract what the world is doing.
We've got to
meet them where they are.
Yeah, you got to be open to everything. That's the reason why I made fun of church when I was a teenager growing up, because it wasn't nothing in there that I was basically facing at that time. In school, fighting and cussing and all that, man, trying to come to church and hear the word, but you're not giving it word to us like I need to hear it. Like, tell me exactly what's going on right now. Like, talk about the peer pressure that I'm facing in school. Tell me about the temptations that's going on around me, around the neighborhoods and everything, every single day. I mean, I don't get the Bible, for one, and then at the same time, you preaching something that I don't understand. The music is boring, and you want me to sit here to 2 and 3 hours and listen.
Right, and then wonder why
I don't think that's going to happen.
Right.
And it has got worse, because now it have a music that can draw to you. And then at that time, it didn't, but now it has it. I mean, it's broad as day, and they still ejecting it. Like, it's still not accepting it, not being open to it.
Right.
It's new, but we have to accept something new. We got to come to church and listen.
We
so if you want us to come to church, give us at least 30 minutes. 15 minutes.
Right.
Something that we can relate to.
On their level.
And we'll give you that other hour and a half.
That's powerful. That is powerful right there. We are going to go into, let's see here. I am a rapper. What inspired that song? Let me guess.
I'm a Rapper is my single, and it's basically talking about exactly what we're talking about. And it's reaching, it's not exactly what we're talking about, but I'm hitting more in my generation with this song, because a lot of you, a lot of teenagers and young adults look at gospel like boring.
Right.
And they be like, I want to rap, I serve God, but I don't think I can be me in the gospel room.
Mm.
And I'm telling them, I'm a rapper. I ain't a preacher, I ain't a minister. Yeah, that's the road, and that's the area that I'm being taken into as a minister.
Right.
But at the end of the day, I ain't no more, no less until God said, BZ, now it's time to go into this particular dimension.
Area.
Until
that's
that day come, he tapped me on my shoulder and said, now it's time, I'm a rapper. He got me as a rapper. I'm a rapper today. And for my album is I spit the gospel. That's what I do. I'm not ashamed of it. I'm not trying to hide it. That's who I am, and that's what I do. I'm not trying to be no more blessed. So I am a rapper is explaining. I spit the gospel and explaining to my youth and all of my young brothers and sisters, man, you can do you. You can do you in Christ. He going to allow you to be you, because if he didn't, he wouldn't have got you. His purpose in you if he called you.
Right.
There's a reason he put it in you. So
that's
if
it.
He didn't want you, he wouldn't have put it in you.
That's it. Somebody
he wouldn't
needs to
get
hear
you
that just now.
When you at your lowest.
Mm.
So I believe that, and that's why I created I Am a Rapper. And
that
made it my
powerful.
First single to start opening new minds to a whole different type of genre.
That is powerful, BZ. I'm loving that right there. And even before we get ready to go into I Am a Rapper by none other than BZ, right here on the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program, I just wanted to share something really quick, and you touched on it, and it's so profound. I have, you know, grown people. I actually had a friend of mine who was, you know, being elevated within the kingdom, and, you know, God was calling her out, and, you know, she was kind of timid and fearful to really accept the calling and the mantle that was on her life because she felt like she could not be herself. And it was such a hard thing to, you know, to help her to understand that, you know, God called you right where you are. You know, he does not want you to give up your sense of humor. He does not want you to give up the way that you reach out to the young people, because that's what he placed on the inside of you.
And that's true. And as soon as our young adults get that, and as soon as our mature adults put that in you and their children's head, that you can come to Christ as you are.
Yes.
Because you come as you are to him, you'll get it, and we'll be more forth of, like, you'll hear more of this holy hip-hop and this Christian rap. You'll hear a whole lot more of us. As soon as we get that, you can come as you are. You can come with your swag. You don't have to dim it down. You don't even have to change it. You don't have to delete it or take it out of your life. You can come exactly with it. Because each and every one of us have a different swag. But the gospel is, at the end of the day, the gospel is the gospel. But it only takes one. So if you want that sound of music, if you feel like that sound of music is not your sound, you rather than hear this, be that one to deliver it. Be that one to bring it. If you want to hear it, do it.
Be the change you want to see.
Yep.
Awesome, awesome. Well, this is your host for tonight, Nadia Plunkett, Prophetess Nadia, your Life Solutions Coach, standing in for Prophet Faith Walker, part of the EMG team. We are here with none other than gospel recording artist, rapper, BZ, and we're getting ready to hear I Am a Rapper.
Yes, I am a rapper, I am not ashamed, cause every time I spit, man, I'm representing his name. So this is not a game, no remote control, live my life was a limousine. Christ be the chauffeur, now come and take a ride down Melody Street, cause punchlines and metaphors ain't the only thing on this beat. First chorus and 14th, the 15th line, I was spit with my spirit, but also spit with my mind. See, righteous is the way, 10 commandments is his rule, better be rebuked than listen to a song of fools. It's time to survive the way I'm walking this word. Humility before honor, it's time to bear my cross. I wonder who I'd be if I was still lost. So this is my assignment, not my career. I am a rapper that spits the gospel. Just to make it clear, I am a rapper, point blank period. I spit the gospel in the ear that need to hear it. Righteous anointed, patient, powerful, everlasting rider for my God and his gospel. I am a rapper, point blank period. I spit the gospel in the ear that need to hear it. Righteous anointed, patient, powerful, everlasting rider for my God and his gospel. Yes, I am a rapper, no more, no less. For his name say he got me down a path of righteousness and sin. Dang, it's 3 and 5. Every time I hear a track, I'm ready to fall down and worship. No matter where I'm at, something by the mystery makes me come in one and only. Philippians 4 and 8 through every ball that's released, I'll probably be the only rapper. Never had a favorite rapper. So I run across Job, 42 chapters, talking King James Version. Hear me when I say, I am a rapper. I saw that book in a whole nother way. I know rap is many things, and you already the king. Let me bring the word and call it the first aid. Kickers, rappers, more than profanity. Whips, cash, and knives to me. It was a switch to Jesus Christ light. Switch me all to switching moms. I see the light bulb. I guess music be the world and it's spiritual tub. I am a rapper, point blank period. I spit the gospel in the ear that need to hear it. Righteous anointed, patient, powerful, everlasting rider for my God and his gospel. I am a rapper, point blank period. I put the gospel in the ear that need to hear it. Righteous anointed, patient, powerful, everlasting rider for my God and his gospel. Yes, I am a rapper. I spit for my Lord. It's just another form of praise, so I must go hard. So whenever I touch the mic on stage or in the studio, prepare for a show, cause his glory gon' show. See, some choose to rap when others been called for it. Some of us have passed and when others have pressed ignored. Just so happen Christian music be the title of the genre. You don't have to change for him, cause your swag is how he found it. To my brother, to my sister, if you haven't realized, when it comes to his will, there's no room for prophecy. Your lyrics is your voice, and your voice being heard. But one thing about that voice not yours. If you rap, sing, or dance, you preach or you teach to the souls of the lost, the gospel gotta reach. So if he call you, then his purpose already inside. The gospel I spit, cause it's one of a kind. I am a rapper, point blank period. I spit the gospel in the ear that need to hear it. Righteous anointed, patient, powerful, everlasting rider for my God and his gospel. I am a rapper, point blank period. I spit the gospel in the ear that need to hear it. Righteous anointed, patient, powerful, everlasting rider for my God and his gospel.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. You know, BZ, I was listening, and what I really, really love is that you said in that rapping is your assignment. It's who you are. It is what God has called you to do. And that was so profound, because somebody needs to understand that your gift is your assignment. And that's, you know, whatever the gift is and however God allows you to use it and to bring it forth to build up the kingdom is your assignment, and there's nothing to be ashamed of. And I really appreciate that in that song. I really do. And I feel like somebody needs to really grab hold of that. And it even brought me to my next question that, you know, I can, just even listening to that song, it already answered my question. But just so the people can hear, what is the message behind the music that you really want people to grasp every time they hear you or they see you minister? Because what you're doing, what you do is ministering. What's the message behind the music, BZ?
I want, when you see me minister, when you see me come to your event, your church, or anything, wherever you see me, if it's on video or anywhere, I want you to know what I am is a living testimony, and I am a reflection of God. I want you to know when you see me or hear me, yes, that's God in her. I don't want it to be hidden. I don't want it to be a secret. I don't even want it to be hard to find.
Right.
Yeah, I might be still down to earth, got tattoos, I wear jeans and hats, I got goals. But at the end of the day, when you see me and you feel the anointing on my life, you won't know for a fact. I serve God and I walk with Christ. It's not a secret. I'm not trying to hide it.
Mm.
I'm getting used to it because it's new to me. So I'm walking and learning as I go.
As you go.
I can't say I'm a Bible scholar or more holier than thou. I'm not going to say any of those things because I'm not. But at the end of the day, you're going to know who I am and you're going to know who I'm for.
Mm.
Through the music and all.
Yeah.
As a person in general. I mean, if you just see me, I'm cool, I'm down to earth, I laugh with you all day. But at the end of the day, you're going to know, man, Beezy walk with Christ, Beezy live a Christ-like life.
That's it.
And all my people from home know it. They might not like it. They still listening to my old music, but they know for a fact when they see me in person, they got to give that respect for respect to.
This is where you're at.
I still like your old music. And I can't really change it because I knew that's what I did. That's who I was. That's not who I am.
Mm. That's awesome. That is awesome. And so it seems like you're gearing towards the younger demographic or that demographic that the young people, the youth that get kind of, like we were talking about earlier, just kind of get, pushed aside. They have to have it the way that us adults sometimes have it. But is that primarily your reach where you're trying to just, really encourage the young people? Or do you see that, there's some of us, older heads that are kind of gravitating towards your work?
My list is open. It's not no age particular. I can't be no particular type of age because I want to reach from 1 year old to 100 years old if it's possible and if I can, if God willing me. I can reach all generations, all ages.
Yes.
But I would have to say young folks and the teenagers at my top of the list because when I was doing the hip-hop music, I had a lot of youth, a lot of kids, teenagers following me. And I was just really getting into church. I went to church every now and then. I had a mom that was, she always went to church. She grew up in church, so she literally drug us to church, made us go to church. I felt like at one time I felt like school and church it's like similar to the same, somewhere I was forced to go. But they have to be at the top of the list because I have had a young man die in my arms, take three breaths in my arms, was shot. He was a big-time dope dealer. Had another young guy that used to listen to my music every single day died. I had a young girl tell me that they had been raped. 12-year-olds have kids. So I know these young people. I literally knew them and they used to be in my house listening to my music, doing music with me. And I felt like at that time I was leading them astray because I wasn't doing what I was supposed to do with my gifts and talent.
Right.
So, it's my basically my mission to try to do everything I can for us to you, for as my young folks. Yes. I'm going to go through high waters and under the sea, whatever I got to do, I'm going to reach them. But the parents, I'm going to go at them too because that a long time my mom wasn't up board with the hip-hop music. I used to be scared to rap in front of my mom because she knew, I cursed and she didn't allow that.
Right.
So I went a long time before she even knew I rap, before she even heard me. So for me to do this music and she backing me 150%, why not get another young man, another young sister that want to do the same thing? And want to know how can they get their moms or their dad to support them if they do this type of music because this is what they really want to do. But they think doing hip-hop music, world music, is better for the image. It's better for their friends.
Wow. That is awesome. And definitely I commend you on that because our young people, they definitely need to be reached. They need that young, fresh sound. They need somebody that can identify with what they're going through, what they're dealing with, and be able to relate to them on their level. And sometimes we even as older heads and I'm in it too. Like I said, I've just been kind of listening to a little bit more of the gospel rap and the the Christian rap and things like that, and I find I have three children, 18, 11 and 8, and so they listen to it and they kind of you know, laugh at me when they see me kind of jam into it because, you know, I listen to the sound, you know, but I'm listening to the words, you know, and so I'm trying to, you know, be a little bit more because, you know, I'm a, you know, Dietrich Haddon all day long and, you know, and Donnie McClurkin and those type of things, but I'm incorporating, you know, a lot of these sound because I know that it relates to them. And so we have to kind of, you know, bring ourselves back down. And even like you were saying earlier, we can't be so holier than thou that we won't reach out to where they are because they have to be drawn in too.
Yes.
So I really commend you on that.
This holy hip-hop is here, and it's not going anywhere. I believe Tasha Cobbs, like, she spoke at the right thing. They got a new army. They got an army that's being rushed up to break the chain.
Yes.
And the army is the young folks. We
yes,
here to do
yes.
something different, bring a whole new sound and a whole look new. I mean, a whole new look to the gospel, and it's new. You can't brush it under the world because we are not going anywhere. And it's
right.
and it might be 4, 5, 6, 7 of us right now that's being heard. It might be a little more, but it's about to be a whole lot more. I mean,
it's raising up.
And the ushers and deacons that's teenagers, and it's gonna be the quietest. Directors and the choir members going to be all you. That's all you about to see in the church right,
right
now. And that's
right.
what I'm looking forward to. It's not
right.
always be the young mother. It's going to have the young sisters and the young
that's
brothers.
It. That's it.
And it's about that time that we split
it,
church
it is
in half and not have more than others.
It is. It is. And they definitely, and they have a sound all their own. And,
yes.
and I'm looking forward to seeing the young people because they bring a fresh, pure insight, you know, untainted almost, you know, view of the kingdom of God and the work, and they have such fervency. So I definitely believe, and I agree with you, that they're rising up, and they're coming up whether we want to see them come up or not, but we need to be able to be in a place to support them. Now, I see that the last song that we have is Never Pray. Tell me a little bit about that.
Never Pray is that song where it takes a person of trying to spin on my whole walk with Christ because I didn't know how to pray. And I am not ashamed to admit it. I did not know how to pray. I didn't know what it meant to pray. But I always heard somebody say, prayer answer everything. It worked for everything. Just pray about it and leave it in God's hands. I always heard it, but I never knew how to respond to that or even really accept it because I didn't know if it was real or not, or if it was just sent to a person's head when they said it. So I had to learn it and experience it and go through it myself.
Right.
So you got the first verse talking about the non-believer. You put the second verse that's like, okay, God, I'm going to believe you. Show me. And then you got the third verse where, all right, I believe you. I believe you. Oh, it worked.
Wow.
And it's basically a story, and I basically take you through the story to give you what I had to go through to learn that power of prayer.
Amen, amen. Well, we about to hear Never Pray from none other than Gospel Rapper of the Year nominee for 2014, BZ, right here on the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. Never Pray.
Can I sit up on the bed?
Do I have to close my eyes? Do I have to bow my head? See, I have never prayed, so can you keep it real? Forget everything you heard, just tell him how you feel.
If I ain't never prayed, if I ain't never prayed, if I ain't never prayed,
bro, worth it, won't you prove it?
If I ain't never prayed, if I ain't never prayed, if I ain't never prayed,
what instructions how to use it?
If I ain't never prayed, if I ain't never prayed, if I ain't never prayed,
bro, where can I receive it?
If I ain't never prayed.
Just believe it.
How far away Jordan
happened? Hallowed be thy name. Then say the way to come to you, I cannot come ashamed. See the cause of all this pain, I feel like I'm no brain. Lord, I'm so heavy inside, it's like I'm going insane. So much is in my brain, it's like I'm losing my mind. I'm looking at the clock and I still got no time. Heard it through the grapevine, they got some type of medicine. Call it power, cry, and it's really nothing better than. So here we are, me and you, tell me what I do from here. I'm talking to somebody that's invisible, crystal clear. Man, I must be tripping, going crazy, all my screws is loose. Looking like a mental patient, who cares, God through you.
If I ain't never prayed, if I ain't never prayed, if I ain't never prayed,
bro, worth it, won't you prove it?
If I ain't never prayed, if I ain't never prayed, if I ain't never prayed,
what instructions how to use it?
If I ain't never prayed, if I ain't never prayed, if I ain't never prayed,
bro, where can I receive it?
If I ain't never prayed, if I ain't never prayed, if I ain't never prayed,
open my heart and just believe it.
Lord, teach me how to pray like John taught his disciples. Got my hands on the will of God, aka the Bible. Say, pray, pray, pray again. May the power pray a cycle. Cause in that day, mankind would cast away its idol. Cause the power prayer's a power to man to empower you. And if you knew what's best for you, embrace what the power do. Cause life is like the yellow light. Prayer helps you to yield. How can you run a red light if you ain't got the will? So if you seek me, you will find me. If you seek me with your heart, see the will of God. Say he knew the end from the start. So he knew you was gonna leave, and he knew you was gonna come back to find this deceit. To receive, you gotta act.
You just finished listening to Never Pray by BZ. I am loving that track. I'm telling you now, I don't know. I don't know if I can put my finger on which one is my favorite BZ. I don't know. I can't even tell. I can't even tell these young ones here that, you know, mom is just over here jamming. They not going to believe it. You know, when I bust out with the CD in the car, they're going to be like, wait a minute, what happened, mom? What happened?
Okay.
I'm loving that. And I appreciate your transparency in saying that, you know, there was a time when you didn't know how to pray or didn't know what to pray. And then just putting that out there, because I think, you know, especially for the young people, you know, they don't really, and it goes, you know, hand in hand with, you know, sometimes we neglect to meet them where they are. But it's and even some other mature people, you know, they might be afraid to say that, you know what, I don't know how to pray. I don't know what to pray. You know, so I think that's really, really awesome that you would have a track that would speak to that, because a lot of people, you know, especially in the kingdom of God, walk around, you know, defeated because they don't pray, and they feel shame to say that they don't pray because they don't know what to pray. They don't, you know, sometimes we make it so, you know, I don't even know, complicated, you know, like it's not just open up your mouth and speak to the Lord.
And just tell the truth, because, I didn't know how to pray, and my very first track on my album is a freestyle type prayer, and I did that in 2010 on a 40-day fast, 4 a.m. prayer, and that's it. The name of the song, the name of the track is 4 a.m. prayer, and I didn't know how to pray, but I rapped. So when I came to God and told him, I don't know what to say, so you're going to have to give me the words, but I want to say I'm sorry to do the things I did and to go through what I went through and neglect your hand and everything else. But how could I say it? Because I don't know how. Mm. And that rap came about. And it didn't really fully register until the next morning. Like, the next day, it came all about. And when it came about, it came together as a freestyle. I never wrote it. I put it on paper for my album, but I never tweaked it. I never did anything, erased, took out anything.
Right,
I just
right.
allowed it to come out. And when
you're
I performed,
wrong.
I performed that particular prayer before I performed because I feel like that was that opening unto God. It was like he was telling me, come.
Mm.
When I gave it all to him and told him the
Amen.
Truth. And,
Amen.
That track, Never Pray, explained for him prayer because I was in that particular battle. I was in that fight. I was
right.
tied up in that yoke.
Well, I thank God for deliverance and just, you know, things like, you know, just different mediums that God is able to use to bring forth the word. And sometimes even things that people are dealing with, people are struggling with, that, you know, they feel too ashamed to open up and say something. But just, you know, by listening to your songs, listening to your lyrics, and really, you know, digging deep into the message that you have, you know, I truly believe that people can find deliverance because there's a lot that just even in these four tracks that I have heard that, you know, I know that somebody, there's even things, you know, that I can identify with. And I know that, you know, that even as you had said that, you know, your base is from one to whenever, you know, that there's something that everybody can grab hold of and identify with. And that's awesome.
That
is
was
awesome.
The point, and that was my goal, to try to make it simple, not go overboard with scripture, not go overboard with the word, but allow the lyrics. I rap, you know, the rap side of rap and the word side of the word to come together as one.
Right.
Because it's two different lives, it's two different bodies. So to force it like a puzzle piece, it ain't going to fit, so you got to allow it to come together. So I try to bring them on common ground for you to understand as a mature adult, but at the same time as my young folks understand it as rap listeners.
That's it.
You're going to get the word,
and
you're going to get lyrics. You're going to get punchlines and metaphors, and you're going to get scriptures.
Right.
You're going to get it all.
I can tell you that you did a phenomenal job doing that.
And I thank you so much for the opportunity. I thank you.
Yes. It's been awesome. I'm telling you, I've been so, like, and like I said, if you ever you hear some kids talking about, their mom done lost it because she's listening to BC. It's all good because I really appreciate the message and I really appreciate the work that you're doing. So BC, tell the people how can people find you? How can they keep up with you? How can they connect with you? And how can they follow what's going on and follow what you're doing and how you're moving and flowing in the kingdom?
The quickest way to get in touch with BZ or anybody on my team is to visit my website at itsbeezy.info, itsbeezy.info. BZ, itsbeezy.info has all the information to my manager, her number, her information, all the media sites, where's my album, you can purchase it, shows that's coming up, interviews that I have coming up, anything and everything basically dealing with BZ is definitely on that website.
Awesome. So you guys heard it. I hope you're listening in. If you want to, you definitely want to connect with this powerful force for the kingdom. BZ and her music is on time, is right, is right for the picking, is bearing good fruit. So be sure to check out www.itsbeezy.info, itsbeezy.info, where you can find out where she's at, what she's doing. And also I see that there is a Gospel Starlight Award coming up. Is that coming up or has that passed?
That's coming up in December, and really I have two awards. I have the Starlight. I'm being nominated for two awards, the Starlight Christian Rap Artist of the Year. I'm going up against a male, and I got the Starlight Gospel Female Rap Artist of the Year. So
awesome,
those two
awesome.
I'm going up against two different genres, and then I got two different male and female categories. So it's amazing. God doing amazing things, and I'm truly blessed. And I really look forward to it. So, yeah, that's coming up in December. in Ohio.
Well, definitely, you want to get on the website. You want to connect with BZ.
To
you want
to
support.
Go vote. Please go vote.
Yes, go online. Get to her website where you can find the links where you can vote for both of these nominations. Let's help support BZ and put BZ on the map because she's doing it for the kingdom, y'all. So we got to support. We've got to support. We've got to open up our minds. We've got to expand and understand that all of these gifts work fitly together for the kingdom. BZ, it has been a phenomenal time sitting here talking to you. I've truly enjoyed this and the work that you're doing, and I just continue to pray God's blessing and the anointing to flow over your life. And continue doing what you're doing. I just pray, God, to continue to expand, to move you forward, to move you in, because you're reaching. You're reaching, like I said, your anointing is reaching where some of us can't reach because we don't have that anointing. Yeah. So it's such an awesome, it's a refreshing thing, and I'm so blessed to have had the opportunity to be able to be the host on tonight to interview you because you blessed me, and your music has definitely blessed me as well. So. And it's the top of the hour, but I want to say thank you so much for stopping
by. Thank
you,
Ms. Nadia. Thank you. I thank you for the opportunity. Thank you, and happy Easter.
Same to you. Same to you. Same to you.
Yes,
I say
ma'am.
I give God glory, but it's truly an honor that I'm blessed to know that you took the time to stop here at Kingdom Voices Gospel Program, sending in for Prophet Faith Walker right here on EMG Entertainment Media Group. Thank you so much. It is the top of the hour. And we pray blessings over your life. And I'm looking forward to see you get those nominations, that you win out, because you're doing great things. You're doing great things for the kingdom. And I'm looking to see so much more from you and for you. So be blessed and keep in touch with us.
Yes, ma'am, sure will. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. God bless. And this is your host, Nadia. Prophetess Nadia Plunkett, your life solutions coach, signing off. You can always reach me, www.life-sol.com. Also, if you're ever looking for some survivor bracelets because you know that you can do all things through Christ Jesus, check me out on Facebook at Nadia Life Soul, at Nadia Sanguinetti Plunkett. Look me up on the website, again, www.life-sol.com. Or send me a message by email, Nadia Lifesoul, NadiaLifeSoul @gmail.com. Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless. Good night.